Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Unless you hit the speaking circuit just yesterday, everyone knows that your topic has to be relevant. As my blog post suggests, that's easier to do but harder to maintain. To prevent us from making these speakers' mistakes, here are two things to watch out for. First up, scope and focus. This was a panel discussion with three speakers, so time was tight. If the panel stayed with innovative business models in fashion, everything would have been fine. As business people, the audience could relate to that. But when they went off topic into a free-for-all, this created questions from the audience that showed the stark difference in relevancy. That's how the "our demographic is younger than you and they don't care" incident came about. Second up, your findings. Going back to the example from the post, Instagram-worthy events. Seriously, I cringed when she said that. Just because a trend is true doesn't mean you have to bring it up. It's being selective in the interest of time and audience. When we don't pay attention to our content, we can dig a hole for ourselves pretty fast. Here's an idea. Take every story, every finding you plan to discuss, and put it through the audience filter. Again, ask yourself, does this really matter to this group? And is this example or story meaningful to this audience? Focus on the scope and findings, and we won't have the unfortunate experience these speakers had. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.